This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Skuring and Utermarkt, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Precision Pulley and Idler, Hubes Garage, Melcher Dallas Schools, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, and Van Wall Equipment in Knoxville and Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Why do our first responders do what they do? In the sixth part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in depth with Tyler Vanderlinden and Bob Pelong with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Bob, how long have you been with the fire department?
Probably around 10 years, I'm guessing.
10 years. Yeah. And do you have a specific role?
Right now I'm the safety officer.
What does that mean?
Basically on scenes and stuff like that, I'll try to make sure that the scene is safe and that if there's anything that I see that doesn't look like it's safe for our guys to go inside or anything like that, then we have the ability to stop it, stop whatever's going on the scene.
And so you're monitoring. You might be on the outside at the beginning and then you might follow in. Is that what happens?
Yeah, I could be inside or outside, but either way, as a safety officer, you have the ability to stop, shut down the scene if it looks like it's unsafe conditions, or also kind of in charge of the department of making sure that we get our fit tests and stuff like that done. And
what's fit test?
For our SCBAs, for our self-contained breathing apparatuses, you have to make sure that you have a seal on the mask and everything. So as part of the duties of the safety officers, make sure that you get those certifications so that our guys remain safe.
I remember one time I stopped by and you were maintaining those tanks. Is that something you have to do all the time?
Yeah, those are just some of the things. There's just certain things that are required that we have to make sure that our equipment's all in order, the stuff's getting replaced and everything. The safety officer's kind of in charge of keeping track of that stuff. So
it's important because no matter how bad it is when property is damaged, when somebody gets injured, mm-hmm. that's the worst.
Yeah, yep, yep. The main thing is making sure our guys stay safe. I mean, that's the most important thing to us.
And Tyler, how long have you been on?
I think it's right at 4 or 5 years now. I can't remember exactly when I started. I'd have to look back.
And I remember I interviewed you shortly after, maybe you were on like 9 months or a year.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned since then?
A lot. Just coming from knowing nothing about the fire service to recently being elected into training officer, I guess it's been a huge eye-opening experience. Just the different calls we get to go on, there's the process that we have to go through, kind of like Bob was saying, making sure the scenes are safe is the biggest thing, because obviously all of us guys want to go home too at the end of the night or end of the day, whenever the call may go out. But there's just a lot of things that go into it that I wouldn't have ever expected.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Josh Mick, McCoy True Value, Houston's On Main, Verduft Agency, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Police Department, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Racing, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Vanderlinden and Bob Pelong with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Well, those are some great leaps in those 3 or 4 years, whatever, to go from being trainee to training officer.
Yeah, I'm not a big one on titles. I don't necessarily like that per se, but I am honored that, I mean, the guys put that trust in me. A lot of planning goes in. Thankfully, the guys are good with it as well. We've got a committee every month that, from the different guys in the department. So basically the way that Bob kind of helped set it up about a year ago is whoever's on committee the following month, they're kind of in charge of training on all different aspects, whether it's how to ventilate houses all the way to just fire technique of kind of how fires work their way through houses, which is something good to know in this industry.
Sure.
Especially with newer houses, the faster they burn a lot faster, and different ways we can approach that.
Well, I don't know how many times I've driven by the rural fire station and you guys have been out there training. I mean, I think the last time you were pulling apart a car. Mm-hmm. And so, there's lots of different aspects of training.
Yeah, just like you said, pulling apart cars, there's areas that you got to watch out for, especially with the newer cars, the airbag. They got airbags tucked in everywhere in the newer cars. So if you pinch it or you pry in the wrong spot and you pop one of those, it's going to be a bad situation for whoever's handling the jaws at that point, or even that goes back to the battery powered cars. They've got big cables ran through there. If you pinch one of those, you're going to get shocked, like all get out. So you've really got to pay attention to your surroundings, what you're working on, and that's what we constantly have so much training for, is just to stay up on everything new that's coming around.
And so what's your next training exercise? Is that planned yet?
It is, but I can't remember right off the top of my head what we've got planned.
Because you do so much.
Yeah. Yep. We're busy. And I mean, not just the fire department. I mean, we've got our normal jobs on top of it and got a lot of stuff going on.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Motor Inn Auto Group Service Department, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Every Step, Mahaska Bottling Company, Culver's Appella, 2B Constructed, and Corner Sundry.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Vanderlinden and Bob Pelong with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Well, how many people are on the fire department?
What do we got now?
More or less.
16 or 18.
I was going to say right around 16 or 18, I believe, is how many we have on the department now.
Is that enough?
At times. It's tough. I mean, being a volunteer department, you can't require guys to show up. But luckily, we've got a fairly good group of guys that when we do get the big house fires and those things, they do show up. But Knoxville's a smaller town. There's not that many places in town. We've got a lot of guys that work out of town. So when you get calls during the day, the car wrecks. And thankfully, we haven't had many fires, but hopefully we don't jinx ourselves. You don't get the response during the day like you do at nighttime when everybody's around or on the weekends.
It's sort of like you either have a whole bunch of people sitting around doing nothing or you need even more than you've got. It's one or the other, probably, a lot of the time.
And thankfully, we've got a lot of other good communities around or other departments close by that we can mutual aid with. And we utilize that often, especially on fires.
Well, you utilize that a lot often, but I think I see you guys doing more mutual aid than getting mutual aid. Am I right?
Yeah, we do quite a bit of mutual aid with some of the other departments and stuff. And we've got a pretty good crew. I mean, I think for the most part, our guys tend to show up. And the worst part is, some of the smaller towns, people go out of town to work. So when they go out of town to work, then that kind of limits the amount of people that they can have there. So if you've got people working out of town, like small towns like Pleasantville and stuff like that, a lot of their guys go to Des Moines or they go to other communities and stuff to work, and they're just not there. So Knoxville, the good thing is, I mean, we've got a few people that work actually in town here, and we've got a lot of guys that are willing if need be, and their employers are willing to allow them, they can go ahead and leave and leave their job and actually come and help out on a fire scene.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Iowa Clinics Indianola with same-day appointments, Indianola School District, and Sports Page Grill in Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, the Pella Walmart, Vanderbeek Photography, Indianola Memorial Works, Tyson's of Pella, and Ellis Law Office in Indianola.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Vanderlinden and Bob Pelong with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
How important is family support?
That's probably the most important.
Yeah, it's huge because we do spend a lot of time away from our families, and especially, you know, on, like you said, we're up here training quite often. At least once a month we're up here. It's usually, it ends up being two or three nights a month, and that adds up. And then the times when we're sitting down for dinner and the pager goes off, it's tough on our wives and our kids. They, you know, they worry about us when we're gone, but they do, from what I've seen, you know, we're got are our good group of guys. Mm-hmm. Our wives are all behind us as well, and they, if we need be, they'll bring water, they food, snacks, whatever, if we are on something that ends up taking a long time.
You've always got grandma, or, you know, grandma and grandpa too. If you know, you need somebody to watch your kids, you know, they'll step up a lot of the times, and they'll jump in and watch your kids while you go on a call. I know that's worked for me quite a bit in the past, and my parents would, I know I can drop my kids off at a moment's notice, and they'll be happy to watch them until I get back from the call. So, I mean, that's pretty important. I mean, it's not just your immediate family, it's sometimes extended family and friends that watch out for your kids and stuff while you're in a call.
Also, there's going to be a whole bunch of people, well, this will air after this happens, but there's going to be a whole bunch of people like me with my feet up, sitting at home watching the Super Bowl Sunday, and you guys get a call and you're gone.
Yeah.
You just go. The whole family's there. Maybe you're having a Super Bowl party, but there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of what you sign up for. I mean, it, like I said earlier, it is volunteer, but you did sign up to help, and that's kind of just part of the role that comes along with it, is you have to try to expect the unexpected. When pager goes off, you got to go help.
That's a big part of it, is that I think when you invest the training and stuff like we do and everything, when you get an opportunity to use that training, I think that there's a little bit of a hunger there to actually want to go on the call and be there and stuff. So I think that's a big part of it. If you put in the time, you really want to see that work for you and pay off. So I think that's why a lot of our guys they'll try to get on the calls and stuff and try to get there and make it, do whatever they need to try to get there.
Well, and it pays off for everybody. It pays off for the community. Yeah. And everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody comes home safe.
Yep, as long as everybody gets to go home.
Best part of the work with the fire department?
Ooh, I don't know. I'd say how proud my kids are of me. They're pretty happy that Dad's a firefighter, and they like to talk about that.
And for you, Bob?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. I think your kids probably appreciate it more than anything. I mean, they get a ride in the truck in the parade with you or something like that. I mean, makes them feel pretty special, I think. So, and that's makes you feel good.
Thanks to Tyler Vanderlinden and Bob Pelong for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.